I never hope to see such a sight as that again, Mr. Holmes. From north, south, east, and west, every man who had a shade of red in his hair had tramped into the city to answer the advertisement. Fleet Street was choked with red-headed folk, and Pope's Court looked like a Costa's orange barrow. I should not have thought there were so many in the whole country as were brought together by that single advertisement. Every shade of colour they were. Straw, lemon, orange, brick, Irish setter, liver, clay. But, as Spalding said, there were not many who had the real vivid flame-coloured tint. When I saw how many were waiting, I would have given it up in despair, but Spalding would not hear of it. How he did it, I could not imagine, but he pushed and pulled and butted until he got me through the crowd and right up the steps which led to the office. There was a double stream up on the stair, some going up in hope and some coming back dejected. But we wedged in as well as we could, and we soon found ourselves in the office. "Your experience has been a most entertaining one," remarked Holmes as his client paused and refreshed his memory with a huge pinch of snuff. "Pray continue your very interesting statement."